Member of the NDC, Dr. Simon Bene, has asked the NDC and the government to ensure that the structures work efficiently to enable senior members of government to get access to the presidency and contribute towards the governance of the country. Commenting on the outcry of Mr. Alban Bagbin that members of the party and government are being denied access to the president, Dr. Bene said it is important for the president to also listen to the wisdom of senior members of the party.
Not only NDC, but any other government structures for access to the president should be streamlined. Because one man alone cannot rule. Usually you need ideas and then you take them. The comment made by a senior member of the party is really unfortunate. What I would plead with everybody is that they should cease fire, as the general secretary has said. And then all channels after the president should be streamlined to make it easy. Because experienced members of the party need to talk to the president. There's an adage that when you are cutting a path, you don't know what is happening behind you. And it is those behind you who can see whether path is crooked or straight, and they can advise. So it is my humble appeal that they should allow the structures to work so that those who have experience, the president can have access to them. This is not only to NDC, but to all political parties, because this country cannot be built by one person or individual. It should be a collective, and this is my humble appeal. And I hope they will listen and make this nation a great one.
I understand the general secretary of the party has called for a truce and is asking everybody to stay away from running any comment on the issue because they are going to hold a meeting and decide a way forward. Others are also suggesting that there should be an appointment of a director of communication so that some of these contacts could be established through him to the presidency. How do you see that?
I don't actually support that idea. Because of the appointment of director of communication, that was why this government came out with the idea of appointing an executive secretary. So the executive secretary, more or less, is to do that job. Because you remember the former government, because there was director, there was minister of communication, there was always confusion. And with the system put in place, I think it's good so that we have one line of communication. What is missing now is how to get access to the president, especially those who matter. I was even thinking that people who matter should be able to call the president on phone. I mean, there should be a line so that such people call the president or maybe text or use any of the forms of interaction available. I think that is what should be open. And it should be made clear that senior members, these are the channels you can reach the president. Because that's the only way we can build this nation. Otherwise, the nation is already having problems. And if we add that bickering to it, then it will not be well for all of us.
A member of the NDC, Dr. Simon Bene.
A legal practitioner, Kakri Samwa, says the NDC fraternity should stop discussing the outburst of Mr. Bagbin in public and handle the situation materially. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the issue, Mr. Samwa said this is not a time to debate such issues on the airwaves.
I consider this development where a senior party member, a man of considerable political and governmental experience, has expressed his disquiet about matters of corruption, matters of leadership style, matters of access to the president, has expressed all these things in public. It has already happened. As a dutiful and loyal party member, I think that we need to address his concerns, but address them the way matured adult political party members would do it. We should address them indoors. In my opinion, and I agree with Junior Mosquito, it is the duty of every party member to reduce tension within the party, make the work of our government, which was elected in December 2012, make that work easy for the president and his team carry out.
Now, Kakra, if you say we should look at it maturely, which everybody agrees to, does that mean that those who are preventing senior government officers from seeing the president would also be talked to?
Yes, that's what it means. If that complaint of Honorable Bagbin is proven to be correct, I'm sure that any problems in that direction will be addressed. All I'm saying is that these are matters that can be resolved without engaging in a public discourse or a public exchange. That's what I'm saying.
Legal practitioner Kakra Isamoa.